At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
The final hour of a big Lugowski here on The Fan. We got a full list of calls, including somebody is going to decide whether or not I need a psychiatric help, which our last caller before the break, Teddy and Yonkers, said I needed, which it's hard to argue at times if you've listened to me, but we're going to find out from an expert in the field. We also have somebody who wants to talk some movies, Jed York, Yankees. So a lot going on here in the final hour of After Hours. Geno Smith was awesome in the Jets preseason game. The only problem was it was a preseason game, and you can't put any stock in what you see in a preseason game, both great and bad. If you're optimistic about the Jets' offense, I'm not trying to take that optimism away from you, but what you saw over the weekend should not add to that optimism. Erase it from your mind. It is a mirage. It means nothing. The Giant offense was the greatest offense we've ever seen in last year's preseason, and it didn't mean anything. It meant squadouche. The Giants had a miserable year once again last year. And I get some of the optimism with Geno Smith because he's not Justin Fields, and he could actually throw the football, which is part of the, I thought, requirement of a quarterback. And Geno's only a few years removed from a 4,000-yard season in terms of passing numbers. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Jets' offense was a little bit more electric than it was last year. But I would think that anyway, and nothing I see in a preseason game would steer me in either direction because it means nothing. So don't put too much stock in what you see in the preseason, both good or bad. Now, as far as the Giants, Harbaugh basically told you today that Malik Nabers is a go in week one. Now, he's going to play coy, which is smart. Now, the Cowboys are obviously going to prepare for Malik Nabers. They're not idiots, but I understand why you're going to keep it, you know, a little bit under wraps. And I, for one, thought that Nabers would not play in week one. I thought the Giants would keep it a little bit more sort of careful. They would keep it a little bit more cautious. I thought they would be in a situation where they would not push Malik Nabers in week one, but I think we're at the point now where the Giants are going to have Malik Nabers on the field Sunday night football against the Cowboys. The real stuff. I mean, the preseason is fluff. It's horrible. It is what it is. I mean, I know we're starving for football. It's something to go off of, but it really isn't because it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't translate to the regular season. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Dante joins us from Bloomfield. What's up, Dante?
Loogie, first time caller here. I love you, man.
Well, appreciate you. Thanks.
Of course. I got a question. What do you think is the greatest, like, sports kids movie? Is it The Sandlot or is it another title? Like, what's your honest opinion
about
that? And then I got another question.
Yeah, it's always tough when you say the greatest. It's a little bit easier to say my favorite. The Sandlot is a real good one. It's tough to argue with that. I do like Rookie of the Year, a little Big League. Those are another couple of good ones when it comes to... I actually even like Ladybugs. Like there was a lot of good ones. Or Little Giants is another really, really good one. But if you had to pin me on it, which you are, I would say Sandlot.
I love that movie. And another thing is, Tommy, I'm making a big decision, man. I went to the mall today, and I put some money down on a wedding ring, so I'm going to be proposing really soon. So, advice that you got for that? For me in terms of like going forward with that?
With getting engaged?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, don't do it. Big mistake. No, I'm just kidding. There's no turning back. Have you kind of thought about like how you're going to go about it and things of that nature, or is it just the early stages of getting the ring?
Well, it's just the early stages of getting the ring, but we've been together for 6 years, and I think it's time.
Definitely.
It's
time, you know? What I would say is, Dante, what you just told me, don't tell her. That's not a real romantic way to propose. Honey, we've been together 6 years, and it's just time. You know what I mean? It's like the clock runs running out. So I would do it in a better way. Say you are the one. I know what you meant, but I'm just teasing. I'm just giving you a little bit of grief, but yeah, good for you. I'm very happy for you, and because obviously she's going to say yes. Although who never knows? She might say no. You never know. Yeah, you're good. Well, is she a sports fan too, Dante, or is it just more of
you? Yes, she is. She's a Giants fan just like me, so she's a keeper.
Beautiful. What about as far as baseball or anything like that?
Not really baseball, but honestly, we'll go to the Yankee game occasionally.
Okay, are you going to? Big question here. Are you thinking about at all sort of incorporating your football teams, both of you, into the proposal?
I never thought about that because me and her mom like talked about like how we was gonna do it anyway, and I kinda liked her idea. I just never thought about that. But I feel like that'll like be something special. But I'm just gonna keep it traditional, regular, what I mean? And just propose that a regular way. Tommy, appreciate the time, man. I love you, man. I'm gonna keep listening and I'm gonna call back again.
Thank you, Dante. Keep me posted on that. But yeah, that would be my advice. Don't do it, it's a big mistake. No, I'm at least he laughed. Everybody that's married laughed in the car too, by the way. But good for you. But yeah, I wouldn't hit her with we've been together for so long, it's time. Because you shouldn't look at things like that. Well, just because I've been with this girl for 6 years, we should just get engaged. No, you get engaged to the person you want to get engaged to and get married to the person you want to get married to, because I got news for you. Once you're stuck there, you're stuck for life. So there's really no getting out of it. So you want to make sure you're in the right. But yeah, as far as incorporate, like people do all this all the time. Like people that get engaged at like sporting events, no, I'm not knocking anybody there. But number one, you're doing it in public, so you better be 100% certain they're going to say yes. And number two, if you're two huge sports fans, I don't have a major issue with it. If you want to go the BB route, if you want to go kind of basic, that's for, on a beach or whatever, that, all good. Some people like to do it around family. They want family present. Also, a great idea. Listen, we all know the deal here. You're along for the ride, Dante, with the rest of us poor souls that have done this. So really think about what she wants. This is why you went to her mom. That was smart. And make sure that she loves it and she's happy. That's all that matters. You mean, and get used to this. What matters to you doesn't matter. So which matters to her ultimately matters the most. And good luck with the wedding planning and all that. If you need any help with the bachelor party, let me know. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Josh. He joins us in the Bronx. What's up, Josh?
Good evening to you, sir.
Yeah, same to you, Josh.
Something that you said earlier about the Yankee schedule this week, that Houston, that Houston series isn't, all what it's made
out. Yeah, it doesn't
to
have the
anymore.
Hype that it used to have. It's just, and Houston's in first place, but they're not your
right,
older brother's
right.
Astros.
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. Love you, Luke.
Well, you got it, Josh. Hopefully you're doing well. I haven't heard from you in a while. Glad to hear you check in. Yeah, it just doesn't have the buzz. And look, maybe once the games are actually being played, but the Red Sox one is the spicy one. That's the spicy one. It's just a massive series. Because if you can get through, because I think the Yankees will be able to handle Houston. They have in recent years. if you could take advantage of the Red Sox series and really put some wins under your belt, and then you get the Angels, who suck, I'm telling you, a week from now, the Yankees could be in first place, and it wouldn't stun me at all if they are. And I told you a couple weeks ago the American League East was far from over. The race was far from over. And the Yankees in the last week or so have cut the Rays' deficit in half as Tampa is free-falling. They are not playing good baseball right now. And I didn't think they were a team that was going to run away and hide, because I think they're good, maybe even very good, but they're not a great team.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offer's worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
They are not a great team. You know, it's not just Teddy. You know, oftentimes my wife, they'll say that I need psychiatric help. Maybe. You listen to me on the radio, sometimes I'm shot out of a cannon, I'm all over the place. You might think, what the hell's wrong with this guy? My answer would be a lot, but I'm also not a professional. We do have one here, though. We have a psychiatrist, Paulie, Mark in Westchester? So I feel like I should be laying down right now. I am sitting. Should I be laying down on a couch? But Mark in Westchester, who is a shrink, a therapist, is going to let me and the audience know if I need help because I am mentally deranged. Now, what do you got for us, Doc?
Yeah, maybe I should talk to Teddy, but, you know, if you have lunch with him anytime soon, you could tell him that this actual psychiatrist called and said you don't need psychiatric help. But, you know, the next to last caller gave me a great segue to establish my Yankee cred with Teddy. You know, I'm as much of a Yankee guy as he is. Get this, weddings, the Yankees. When we were about to get married, my wife said, let's do it Labor Day weekend, Saturday, September 6th. I did some quick thinking. I calculated. Sunday is the 7th. I said, make it 9/7, and you got it, because that's Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle.
Right.
And that's
perfect.
What we did.
Oh, look at that. That's great. There you go. You were thinking on your feet there, and she was cool enough to go along with it, to have the tie into the sports.
I don't know if it's with my feet that I was thinking with, but thanks for that.
No, I understand, yeah. I there's usually one part of my body I think with, and yes, it's not my foot. I would give you that.
Yeah, but about what Teddy said, you need psychiatric help. I want to tell you, and this is only a slight embellishment of the truth. If anything, I try to get patients to be more like you. You know, say what they really think, do what they feel, be interesting, including be interesting to yourself, so you can tell all of this to Teddy.
Well, I will next time he calls, because as much as Teddy was claiming that this, that, and the other, and hooting and hollering, I know I'm going to be hearing from Teddy very shortly, because Teddy does, in fact, love the show. He loves calling me. We normally, our conversations don't go that route, but today he came in hot, and we had to go that route, but it's all good.
And I'm thrilled that you didn't hang up on him. That was great radio.
Well, I know what I'm doing.
I really enjoyed
perhaps.
It.
even though the internet, Mark, doesn't think I know what I'm doing, perhaps I know what I'm doing. And I was about to say something there. I retract that statement. It's not a big thing. It was not a big thing. The audience would be like, what the heck is he talking about? So scratch that from the record, even though I didn't say anything. But yeah, I get to Teddy. Teddy's a, come on. He called me every name out of the book, said I'm basically going to be fired. And meanwhile, I know next week he's going to invite me out for canoes and a Schwiedel. I know how he is. I know we run hot. That's okay. It's all good. All good. But yeah, no, I'm not going to have a quick trigger finger there. I like arguing. I'm actually at my most comfortable when I'm arguing and yelling at somebody.
Isn't it Schwiedel?
What did I say?
Schwiedel.
Paulie, how long into the show are we?
4 hours and 18 minutes.
You've been on these trips to me before to Nashville without getting into big specifics. How often do you think I get, or how many hours of sleep do I normally get on these trips?
Not much.
Okay. Do you think my brain is operating at a capacity right now that is at its normal capacity?
No.
Okay. So can you cut me some slack? Is it possible?
Well, I don't think you would get it right anyway.
No, I just see that. I gave you a chance there to just kind of move on, and you didn't take it. You went over the top, which I played poker with you. This is how you are. You're a pig at the table. You always, Paulie, check. He trapped me. You're always over the top. You just raise. You like to intimidate people. You think you can intimidate people at the car?
Well, you would be the check. I would be Teddy KGB in this situation.
Again, 4 hours into the show, brain is mush, and you are...
Do you know what is in a Schwiedel?
I'm not a big fan of them. I'll get myself into trouble here with some of this, but let's just put it this way. I, above all, prefer cannolis, but I prefer the cannoli with the chocolate shell the most. Now, that's more in recent times, but I love it more now with the chocolate shell. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Take that, man.
But you try to intimidate people at the poker room. That's what you do. You try to raise, and we all know you got nothing. You're literally sitting on nothing.
Nobody calls me. Let me tell you.
You have going for you at a poker table? This is what Paulie has going for him here. Now, I don't know. I don't think it's a long, what's the word I'm looking for? It's something that can get you by with a certain table, a certain crowd. Like if you're playing with a bunch of fish, it's going to be good for you. But if you're at a serious table, you're going to be in trouble. But what you have going for you is you don't value a dollar. So you will play reckless, and you're wild. You're Gus Hansen. You're just doing crazy things. Anything.
Great compliment.
You're obviously not Gus Hansen. We know that, far from it. But if I had to comp...
Was married to Caroline Wozniacki.
I know who he was married to. Believe me, I live my life knowing who is married to who. But I would say that...
Another blonde.
Yes, she is. You are wild at the table. And if you're sitting with a bunch of fish... And look, I'm not good. I'm not going to suggest I am. I'm not. I could be intimidated with that stuff because I know you don't care about your money. So you're either willing to gamble and you're a little bit smarter than you lead on. And I do think you can calculate somewhat of the odds, implied odds when it comes to hands. Not like ridiculous, but in some ways you do.
Lobster tail. Way better than a Schwiedel.
Speaking of lobster, I am starving. It's one of those things where, and this happens to me all the time when I get back from these type of trips, where I just literally can eat like an entire, like dinosaur if it was in front of me. I am so hungry. Well, that's why I needed you to bring the food in for me. I know there was some food earlier, but I didn't get a chance to get any of it.
I would say this. I think without me being on the trip, you probably ate even less because you know me.
No,
when
actually,
I go on the trip.
You're wrong, though. We did a big sit-down dinner Friday night.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Oh, beautiful.
I give a pop. It's called the Finch in Nashville. Tremendous.
Was it? Did the Colonel arrange this?
Yes and no. So he gave me a list of options. The Colonel, by the way, is one of my friends. Chris is his name. The Colonel, so to speak, gave me a bunch of options, and I picked this place. And it was fantastic. Ton of appetizers, great entree.
Beautiful. And you treated everyone?
What?
You treated everybody
out? Why would I do that?
Because you're the biggest star.
What do you mean? What is that?
You're the biggest star. You should you take your boys out.
No, no, no. It was for my birthday. That was my birthday dinner. So, and I'm not suggesting they should have or did or anything like that. I'm always good with the NYS. But let's just go with your notion that now, because I know what you're doing here, because this is your way of getting a free meal. You are publicly shaming me that anytime I'm out with my friends, I should pay for a meal. Meaning, next time you and I are out in a public setting with a group, you think I should pick up the check.
No, I would never do it with just me and you. But no, if it's me and somebody else, then yeah.
Yes.
Three people.
So if you and you... Go ahead.
Me and you, no. We'll do a split, or you can just spot me and I'll pay
I'm
back.
Not spotting you. So if it's me, you, and someone else out to dinner, you think because I am, in quote, a bigger star than those that are at dinner, you think I should pick up the check?
You should at least offer to pay, yes.
Okay. Based, you are... What you are saying is not completely and utterly crazy. But... I think in this setting where I'm with people that are in other different careers, I think it offsets each other, so to speak. But if I'm working with people here that are sort of below, I don't mean this, like, but you know what I mean. Obviously,
yes, of course.
I should in those spots, just like if I was out with somebody who is higher up than I am, I would think, okay, they're probably going to pay for me. So in theory, I should return the favor and pay for you and others here. That are sort of perceived as
right,
not as
and that's what's
stars.
Happening at Christmas. Me, you, Fleegs, Connor, going out to a steakhouse in Tampa. Can't wait.
Yeah, I actually. Well, hold on. We got to see how it goes with contract season. According to Teddy and Yonkers, I'm not even going to be around. So if I'm not around, then you know you're paying for me. But if we get a little bump in the contract, we will go to Tampa at the end of the year, steakhouse, strip club, and I'll hit up my buddy Steve, who I went to high school, who lives in Tampa, and he will show us a. Almost too good of a time. I'll just put it that way. a little too good of a time. We might have to pump the brakes a little bit, but we'll go down there for. And we're not going. Do not even suggest it. We, meaning all of us, I, you, Fleegs, Connor, my friend Steve, we are not going to see a hockey game. So don't suggest it, Paulie. I'm not going to see the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm not going to where it's warm in Florida and then sit around a block of ice. I'm not doing that.
You're a sports fan.
What does that have to do with going to see the Tampa Bay Lightning?
What about if the Islanders were in town?
I could see the Islanders here. I could see them here. What do I need to see them in Tampa for? Especially with hockey.
Experience.
The arenas mean the hockey arenas are just blah. Meaning, like, it's one thing.
What if I spoke to the guys in Tampa? I know some people.
I don't want to go to the game.
I can get us on the glass.
I don't want to be on the glass.
You know, the Legend Suite for Tampa.
I don't want to go to a hockey game. I'm cool going on the trip if everything works out in contract season, but I don't want to go see the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Am I invoicing my plane ticket to you?
You're not doing it. No. Okay. You have to get down there on your own dime. Once we get down there, I have people that could plug us into the social pipeline, and I will pick up dinner. Now, what you spend on, you know, Roxanne at the strip club is on you, pal. I am not going to fund that sort of behavior, and I'm also not going to pay for your transportation. Just dinner, and I am giving you, once again, a life, which is a fun weekend in Tampa with the guys, with the boys. And don't be E.T. and phone home. That's
what You're my best friend.
No, that's one rule I have, too. That's a big rule with me. No phoning home. We're going to have a fun time. Everything above board, of course, but we're going to have fun. Steak dinner sounds great right now. Steak and lobster. We were talking about we'll get your calls here in just 1 second, I promise, because Teddy doesn't like that we're not talking about the Yankees. So I'll just say Yankees. Yankees, Yankees, Yankees. Anywho, the trip I was just on, my pal is getting married next year. His name's Dave, but Paul knows him as well. And for his bachelor party, we're going to Vegas. That's where I had my bachelor party. So over this weekend, we were just talking about some stories from Vegas when we went a bunch of years ago for mine, and we had a big group text. Remember that, Paulie? We had a group me text.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he still has it on his phone, which I don't know how I feel about that, but he still has it on his phone, and he was reading to me some of the messages that were on there. Now, obviously, this was over the course of a million days, so there's a ton of text messages or messages in group me in there, but he, I think, started from the end of the trip, and he brought up you and I, Paul, flew home on, I think, like a red eye. Remember I lost my ID?
Yep.
We don't have to get into everything, but remember I lost my ID?
Yeah, but we had to go search the next morning.
And it was on the ground because we went to a night swim there at XS, which I don't even know if they still do, but it's a nightclub, and basically they open the pool up at night, and it's a big club scene with DJs. I think Diplo was there or something like that. It was awesome. And obviously I didn't take my wallet, so I just took my, and as far as paying for stuff, I mean, it's my bachelor party, and I could probably just get away with people buying me drinks, but I did bring my ID because I have to get in. And I'm sure probably was a little worse for wear after the thing, and I had my ID in my bathing suit, and it fell out, and by the time I noticed later, a million hours later, I had... No, I remember... Well, okay, how can I dance around this one? Forget it. Let's put it this way, I lost the ID. Let's leave it at that. The ID was lost. But luckily, it was found at the craps table. Like underneath the craps table. So that's great. Story ended in a way that made me happy.
The most insane part, one of the more insane parts of the story, is that not only did someone physically like spot your ID,
amazing,
they actually turned it in.
Well, to be fair though,
they
gave
it to somebody.
But what value would they have with my ID? I guess would be my argument. I think it's more that they, to your point, that they took the effort to pick it up. And so anyway, I walked home by myself. From the Wynn, and we were staying at the Mirage. So a long walk home in sandals and my bathing suit, and I was pissed. My buddy Mike, who was actually on the air with us a couple of weeks ago, and we'll get Mike back on before the football season starts. He was, you know, he had a few cocktails in him, and he was because I was not happy because I couldn't find my ID, and obviously I'm about to go on a plane, so I'm thinking, how the hell am I going to fly home? He goes, you think you're the first person to show up at the Vegas airport after a bachelor party or any party and partying in Vegas for 4 or 5 days? You think you're the first person to show up to that airport having lost their ID? He goes, in fact, if there was ever an airport equipped to handle this situation, it's that one. He's right. There's no way. I went into my pocket and I pulled out a receipt from the Bellagio for $800. I am so screwed. But yeah, luckily I did find my ID. Anywho, and we'll get back to your calls here in 1 second. Final segment coming up. Gordon Damer, Midnight Sports. The flight home, red eye. It was me and Paulie, obviously a plane full of people. But to our immediate right was, and there was like maybe 4, 5, 6 of them. So they took up a couple of rows of seats. Total broskies, like your Long Island dudes, Jersey guys. One of them had the backwards white hat. The other one had the backwards black hat. You know, they still had all the bracelets and stamps from all the clubs and pool parties that they went to about the weekend. And I could tell, because I've been there probably too many times to count, they're going through their phone trying to sort of piece together some of the things, including, I'm sure, girls' numbers that they didn't save. You know it's bad, and you've done a lot of partying when you save girls' numbers in your phone by location? That's never good. Cassandra Vegas. It's one of those things where, yeah, it's happened. But I could tell the broskies were kind of doing that. And they, like me, were little. I mean, literally, if you went in, did a CAT scan or dog scan or an x-ray, they would be completely and utterly like a skeleton, lifeless on the inside. Because that's what Vegas will do to you. 4, 5, 6 days out there, 7, however many we were out for. Nuts. Nuts. But I did get my ID back. All right, story time's over. 888-810. We could dance around things. It's all right. No, because you don't have to air all everything. It's okay. You guys could pretty much figure out what's going on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie here in the late night. Final segment of the show coming up. We'll wrap with your calls. Yankees, Giants, Jets on the other side. The Yankees are going to win the American League East. Now, a few weeks ago, I said the AL East is far from over. I told you Tampa was not going to run and hide. There was plenty of games left on the schedule. There was plenty of time for the Yankees to make up that ground. And that was only a week or so ago, and here we are, and the deficit that once existed has now been cut in half. The Yankees are down 3 to the Rays in the loss column. They still have 4 games remaining against Tampa. Here at Yankee Stadium at the end of the year, Tampa is a good to very good team. They're not a great team. And even despite all the Yankees' issues this year with injuries, and the injuries still continue to pile up, when the dust settles, when the smoke clears, the Yankees are going to win the American League East, which is very advantageous for Aaron Boone-managed teams. You don't want to be a wild-card team. And the Yankees, in general, they've never been to the World Series as a wild-card team. So winning the division would mean the Yankees would have the right kind of history on their side. It wouldn't shock me at all, by the way, if within a week the Yankees are in first place. But when the dust settles at the end of the year, the Yankees are going to win the division. And I think that's a credit to Aaron Boone. I think it's a credit to the culture. I think it's a credit to everything that the Yankees have created all these years. Because in a year where they have been without Stanton since the first round of the NBA playoffs, they've been without Judge since June. Fried has been on the IL multiple times. Now you got Weathers hurt. You've had Bellinger hurt. All of these injuries, all of this adversity, Tampa playing really good baseball throughout the summer. Even in a year, Red Sox going on an all-time heater, even with all that, when the season is over, it will be the Yankees that are sitting atop the American League East. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is Mike in Tinton Falls. He joins us next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much. I'm just getting the party started. Just got off work, but I got two comments for you.
What's going on?
I got two comments for you. Number one, look out for Boston. I'm just saying, they're getting back Roman Anthony.
No doubt. And Crochet. And no, listen. Actually, you know what, Mike? It wouldn't surprise me at all if the Red Sox finish in second and Tampa just the bottom falls out. They're doing it with smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Well, listen, I agree with you that I also, it's not a far shot that the Yankees can win the division. I agree with you. But I'm going to tell you, I'm a Boston fan, and I live in New Jersey my whole life. And in 2002, I'll never forget it, February 2nd, they traded Rodriguez to the Yankees, and they traded away Soriano. Mm. And that was the day I said, no more, I'm going to be a Red Sox fan. And since that day, I've seen four championships.
Well, he made the right call in that sense. Yeah, believe it or not, you know, there's been
my friends have seen two.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've still seen two, but I hear you.
And here, let me throw one more at you real quick. If the Yankees make the playoffs, which we all know they're going to, if they end up getting eliminated either in the first or the second round, is Boone out the door? And listen, if he is out the door, if Cora doesn't go to Philly, are you hiring Cora? What is your thought on that?
Great call. Or great questions at the end, too. So I'll start with the second one. Yes, you should hire Alec.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Score. Boy, you know, I thought Aaron Boone would get fired last year if they had lost that series, that wild card series to the Red Sox. The job he's done, this is his best managerial job this year in the regular season. And they are so comfortable and committed to Boone. He's still got time left on his contract to where I think even if, especially if he has somewhat of an excuse where Judge doesn't come back, or I think even if the Yankees lost and they, let's say they don't win the division, let's say they do play wild card, let's say they get bounced, I don't think Aaron Boone will lose his job. I think they will run out the rest of the contract with him. But yeah, if he is fired somehow, some way, and Alex Cora is sitting out there, which he is, the Yankees should absolutely hire him. By the way, the same thing I think is to be said about the Phillies. I mean, I know Don Mattingly has been a part of the turnaround there in Philadelphia, but that has been a bridesmaid team. They have had a million brutal playoff disappointments, that group. They're all kind of on the wrong side of 30, the star players. Mattingly, I could see getting shown the door if they don't win the World Series. And I know that's crazy. You know, first prize is a Cadillac, second prize is a set of steak knives, and third prize is you're fired. It's a tough business, but I could see that happening, especially because Alex Cora is sitting out there. That's what you got to remember here. As good of a job as Mattingly is doing or anybody else, when you have that type of free agent manager sitting out there in the offseason, you're going to be looking to upgrade. And Alex Cora is a major upgrade over most managers in baseball. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Sean joins us next from Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Tommy. Good to hear from you again.
Likewise.
Hope. How was your birthday, by the way?
Great. Thank you for asking.
Hey, that's good to hear. When I was on talking to Cintron, I gave you a birthday shout-out, as always, because I always look out for my people that I like, and then you were one of them.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for that.
And I'm glad you had a good time in Nashville. I've only been there once, actually. That was, like, years ago, and that was for a football game.
You went to go see a Titan game.
Yes, I did, and it was against the Jets.
Well, unfortunately, I had to watch the Jets, but at least you went to go see a great city, and yeah. Which Nashville is.
Yeah, and even better, to even got to see the Predators there, too, for which was actually, like, surprisingly.
Well, I mean, for those that haven't been there, I mean, it's almost walking distance between the football stadium and Bridgestone Arena, which is where the Predators play. Not quite, but it's close. And Bridgestone is literally right on the strip of bars, Broadway, so you could literally go see a hockey game, stroll out, and you have the world at your fingertips there as far as socializing.
Mm-hmm. That is very true. And I'll touch on the Yankees in 1 second, because I know I heard Teddy earlier. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I never heard, like, the world's biggest argument like that before. I was like...
Well, you've never been over my house when my family's visiting.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, no, it's usually we're arguing about what day it is. So in my house, Sean, that's a regular occurrence, like I said, when I have family over. But, you know, sometimes it spills out on the air with callers. It is what it is. Teddy came in hot. I had to get hotter.
Did Ozzy get in hot, too?
No, Ozzy never gets in hot, right? Nah, you know Ozzy. Ozzy just, you know how he gets something. Yeah, he's listening right now, so he's taking notes. But, you know, I'm happy that Sean, you and his beef has been squashed.
Yes.
Even though he can be a little bit disparaging of you still, I think it is...
Which I did hear the other day.
Right, and he thinks, Sean, that I'm making this stuff up or I'm feeding you information to kind of get like a parrot to sort of... He thinks I'm kind of rocking the boat and stirring the pot in order to get you to say things about him and so on and so forth, where I'm totally an innocent bystander here.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. If I was in the same shoes as you, I would feel the same way. So obviously, I would never, like... say stuff like that behind his back ever, because I mean... Like,
well, you're a stand-up guy. You're a stand-up guy. You're salt of the earth. And look, Ozzy is Ozzy. You know what I mean? We love him, but we know his shortcomings.
Yeah, that is true. And how about the... So I've been hearing a lot about the Yankees now, and even about, like... I'll touch on Stanton in a second, because there's something about I got to mention about him. But first and foremost, beautiful series against the Blue Jays, which was... spectacular. They did beautifully, which I was very happy about. Now you got, I'm going to say it, the cheaters, because I still call them that.
Yeah, I understand harboring that. I do. I mean, your general manager won't let it go, so I don't blame a fan for harboring the stuff with the Astros. Like I said, I still don't think this series has the juice and the sizzle that it once did, but I understand if you, as a Yankee fan, are still harboring bad feelings there, because you know that stuff in all likelihood cost you a championship.
Yeah, and it is definitely agreeable. That is very true. And then, of course, that they're going to be given a really big amount of booze for that. So that's
sure. No, look, there'll be the F. Altuve chance. There'll be booze. There'll be a lot going on, some hooting and hollering, which you know, and it'll be electric from that perspective. But to me, Sean, the big one coming up this week, you got to take care of business with the Astros. But the big one here is the Red Sox. You want to get revenge, your lick back from what happened in Boston a couple months ago.
That is true. So there was something about Stanton that I am hearing a lot about. This has me like pondering and wondering if this is really the end of the line for him. Like,
I think it is.
I think so too.
I mean, as a Yankee, he can land somewhere else, but I think we've seen his last game as a Yankee.
I would say, like, not only is he Yankee, maybe he's a player, because we know, well, when you think about it for a minute, you're coming to that age as a player, like, you're way past your prime, you're reaching the twilight of your career, and then at that moment, it's kind of like time, like, do I want to do one more and risk my body for more injury, or do I want to just hang up the cleats for good and just, like, play it safe?
Yeah, look, he's. I got to double check on it, but he's closing in on 500 home runs. That might be something that's important to him, and it could get him into the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's borderline right now, but if he gets 500 home runs, he's getting in.
Yeah, and then one last thing before I go, because I also I heard like one of the Jets players did beautifully. I think his name is Kenyon Sadiq.
Yeah, Kenyon Sadiq, a rookie.
I've heard of that name actually because he plays for Oregon.
Sure did.
And I've heard of him before because I once went to that Rutgers game when they played Oregon, and oh my goodness, that game
Yeah, I think
was so
Oregon
crazy.
Just put up, and we say this, it's a tough spot, but I think Oregon kind of blew out Rutgers, right?
Yeah, they did, and I'm a Rutgers fan, but
Oregon is, you know, they're always there right there as national championship contenders, same thing this year. I mean, they have an incredibly successful program.
Yeah, I agree, and I'm going to try my best to catch some Rutgers college games, hopefully this season.
Yeah, and obviously you'll check them out here on the station, because we air the games, and we look forward to that. But yeah, college football is right around the corner. I mean, this weekend is week zero. You'll have Belichick out in London with the Tar Heels, and then next weekend, Labor Day weekend, and next week is the official start, week one of the college football season. So I very much am looking forward to that.
Who is your college team, may I ask?
I was growing up, a huge Miami Hurricane fan.
Oh, okay. You represent the U.
Yep.
Okay.
Loved the sizzle, loved the style, loved everything about it. And they were very, very good. So when I was growing up, that was the Ken Dort. That team should have won back-to-back national championships. They were screwed by the refs against Ohio State. That was the Maurice Claret Buckeye team. But that Miami team was just ridiculous. I mean, their backups went on to go get in the Hall of Fame, basically. I mean, that team was loaded. And now they were back in the championship. Now, they're not as good as they used to be, but it was nice to see them back in the championship game last year.
Yeah, I remember, like, when back in the early 2000s, they were so ranked high up. I remember
ridiculous.
That. Oh, my goodness.
The amount of talent that they had. And then, obviously, you know, when you go back even further than that with the Michael Irvin years and things of that nature. But, yeah, the when I was, you know, in my teens and whatnot, those Miami teams were amazing. And they had swagger and style. They were a pro team. They were an NFL team, basically.
Do you think they would still have it to this day? Or do you think it's kind of like calmed down and cooled down and matured?
Probably matured a little bit, I would say. The thing about, you know, when you're in action towns and when you're in big cities like that, it's you know, there's a lot going on. You know, you're not going to church before the game. But so there's a lot to do. So it could still be going on. I actually had a cousin that went down to Miami, but he was not really into the partying or anything like that. But as far as the team itself, look, Miami made the national championship last year. I don't think they're going to get back this year, obviously, with the change of quarterback. But it was nice to see that. And we'll talk college football on this show. I know a lot of shows don't do it. I'm not knocking other shows. It's just something that's forever here at the radio station. But I love it. So I will 1,000% incorporate it into the show throughout the year. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. I'm trying to figure out how George Lombard Jr., in some people's eyes, went from Ozzie Smith to Anthony Volpe in about a span of 5 days. Like, can we all relax? Can we all pump the brakes? Essentially, George Lombard Jr., when he first came up here, and I get it, you get excited, it's a prospect, you're almost in some ways bored with some of the players that are up here, and you're looking for a shot in the arm, you're looking for sizzle, you're looking for that dynamic that your number one prospect can bring to a team. But what we saw from Lombard early on as far as the defense, it's real, because that is what he has been throughout his life as a baseball player, a great defensive player. He's had a rough patch here, but that's all it is. It's a rough patch. I still think, when it's all said and done, George Lombard Jr. will win multiple gold gloves and will be a staple in this sport, in this league, as far as defense when it comes to the shortstop position. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is a Lugie here in the late night. Just going through my notes here to make sure that we got to everything. We have gotten to this, but I know it's a new audience. You haven't heard this yet. And I do think it's important to continue to reiterate this. What you saw from Geno Smith over the weekend, that shouldn't make you more optimistic if you were already optimistic about the Jets offense. And it shouldn't take your pessimism and flip it to optimism. Yeah, Geno Smith looked great. He looked unstoppable in that preseason performance. But the key is, it was the preseason. Did you see what the Giants did in the preseason last year? They looked like world beaters, and they were far from it in the regular season. The Jet offense will be better. How could it be any worse? And Geno Smith is only a couple years removed from a 4,000-yard passing season. And I understand being optimistic. I'm not trying to take that optimism away from you. But what I am saying is, don't put too much stock in what you see in the preseason. You have no idea what the defenses are trying to show you, meaning, like, they could give you a vanilla defense. It's not all the starters. And it's the preseason. It doesn't matter. Meaning, I don't want to say that people don't care when they're out there, but the guys are trying not to get hurt, you know, especially veterans. And it's a couple of series, or it's just a little bit of a, and even if it's a quarter or two quarters, it's not the regular season. If Geno Smith lights up the Titans and the Jets put up 40 points in week one and they're 1-0, get on that hype train. Get on that bandwagon and start to make crazy claims about the Jet offense. But in the preseason, you're putting the cart before the horse. And you're just putting stock in something that you shouldn't put stock in. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Robbie joins us from Phoenix. You know, I got to be honest with you, Robbie. And yeah, your boy Boone, he's got the Yankees within three games of the division here. I know you're not a big Aaron Boone fan,
well,
but you got to be at least a little
slow
excited
down
about
on
it.
That.
Well,
let's just take
what do you
it
mean,
one
slow down
day at
it,
a time.
Well, I appreciate now. You sound like him, but to be fair, they are three games back with a lot of games left to play.
Yes, they are. I want to ask your opinion on something. How stupid is the 49ers owner?
Yeah, how about that story?
How stupid can you be?
That's some story. I almost when I started looking at some of the, so obviously I was away this weekend, when I started doing some show prep and I saw that story and I saw the WNBA, which continues to be the WWE. I mean, it's basically pro wrestling. Are they playing any games, or is it just all the stuff that goes on off the court and all the political stuff? But yeah, those were some headlines in the, well, not newspaper, but as far as online newspaper goes.
I mean, could you imagine if you're a good divorce lawyer in the state of California and you want his wife to pick you to represent her? Let me tell you, because in California, you could get more than half.
Is that true?
Of the assets.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. What if your wife is from California, but you got married in New York? Would she still get half? Not that I'm in that type of situation, well, but let's just say
I'm living in California, yeah. You could get more than half.
Got it. That's more than half. Wow, yeah, that's obviously a big payday.
I mean, why couldn't you go to a nice hotel
well,
and get
I mean,
a call,
Robbie,
girl?
Whenever you're in situations like this and you ask yourself why, I'm not saying don't be into the story because it's obviously a massive story, but when you start to go down, and I appreciate the call, the rabbit holes, you're going to start at, why would you do this? Why would you do that? And there is no answer to why people do things. People do things because they do things, good, bad, or otherwise. Yeah, that's the best way I would say it. But I will say this, it got Robbie to stop talking about the... I don't think Robbie's ever called me other than to say he thinks Aaron Boone is an idiot. So maybe he thinks York is a bigger idiot. All right, that'll do it for me. My thanks to Paulie Rosenberg on the other side of the glass. My thanks to all the callers, all the listeners. Very fun show. Silly at times, but very fun. I enjoyed it. Hopefully you did as well. Gordon Damer comes your way next. He's got you for the overnight. I will be back later on tomorrow after the Yankee game. Yankees, Astros. So let's figure right around 10 or 10:30. We will talk to you then, right here on After Hours.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.